You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. Welcome back to Trinity Care. I'm giggling because I have to confront the reason why I wasn't here last week, why there was no episode. And I wish I could sit here and tell you it was because I was off on a tropical vacation, you know, tripping with tar. I wish there was some really incredible opportunity that I just couldn't miss out on. But unfortunately, the reason why I wasn't here last week was because I had 15 canker sores in my mouth and I couldn't talk. 15, not one, 15. If you've even had one canker sore, you know how terrible it is. You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't talk, you can't do anything. It was honestly the worst thing that I've gone through thus far. Maybe not, definitely not, but it was really bad. And the first canker sore started my birthday weekend. So from my birthday weekend, April 4th, until maybe a couple days ago, my mouth was fucked up. But we're back. We're up. Everything is going really good right now. So I'm really happy to be back. But I just wanted to fill you in on why I wasn't here. Unfortunately, it wasn't anything that exciting or thrilling, but I'm back. I do think sometimes the universe puts me in these like really uncomfortable, unbearable situations and kind of like forces me to slow down when I'm not listening to my body and I'm not taking a necessary break. I think recently I have been kind of overworking myself, and I don't mean that in a pity way. I do love what I do, but I think I've been putting work above everything else, and I haven't been taking the time to take care of myself and just do the things that bring me so much joy and tap into my creativity. And when I am in that headspace where it's like work, 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 and nothing else, I end up in this funk and I'm just really negative. I don't feel good about myself. I don't want to do anything, and I'm just really uninspired. So I think that although having 15 canker sores in my mouth was the worst thing ever, and I wouldn't wish that upon anyone, I do think having that break was necessary and it was a really good thing for me. The only way for me to get out of that funk and to feel inspired and to feel motivated and to just like enjoy my life is by slowing down and recentering and thinking about like, okay, what's going on? What's the deal? What's bothering me? What matters to me? What can I change to improve my life to feel better? So yeah, I'm really happy that I did take the week off. I feel a lot better. I feel like I'm in a better headspace. But with me having this past week off and dealing with this little funk, I figured we could talk about being in a creative drought and lacking inspiration and how you can overcome that. So with that being said, let's just get into today's episode. Being a creative person is an incredible thing, especially when you're able to connect with other people through your art or your videos or whatever you're doing. You feel like you have a sense of purpose. But the downside of being a creative is you feel like you constantly have to be creating, and if you're not creating, you're failing. When you're really good at something or you're constantly being recognized for your work or validated for how good your work is, it's really easy for you to end up basing your worth on creating. So when you go through these creative ruts or you're lacking inspiration, you end up feeling like you suck and you're so bad at what you do, and you start questioning like, am I actually good at what I do? Like, maybe I'm not as talented as I make myself out to be or others make me out to be. Usually for me, what sends me into these creative droughts and makes me feel burnt out is when I feel like I need to put out content and I'm forcing myself to put out content that I don't even want to be putting out and that I'm not being intentional about, but I'm only doing it to be putting something out. Sometimes it just feels like to be a creative, you constantly have to be creating, and you get to this point where it's like you're squeezing your brain, you're squeezing all the creative juices out of your brain, but there's nothing left because there's nothing left. Like, you're not giving yourself any time to be inspired. You just keep forcing yourself to go, 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 and there's no time to think about, like, okay, what am I inspired by right now? What am I really into right now? What do I want to be creating? There's always a part of me that knows that I should be slowing down and resetting and giving myself a break. But there's also this anxiety of slowing down because, like I said, it feels like in order to be a creative, you always have to be creating. So when you're not creating, it feels like you lose your purpose and you're not doing what you should be doing. So you end up in this weird state of like, I need to post, but I don't know what to post. And I have this deadline, but I don't have any good ideas. And you get so in your head thinking like, well, shit, I don't know what to do. Like, I have no ideas and I'm never gonna have a good idea ever again. So I guess I just suck. And the more that you try to force yourself to create when you're in these funks or when you're lacking inspiration, the harder it is to do because your heart's not in it. You don't actually want to do it. And creating should be enjoyable, whether it's a podcast or you're creating videos or you're dancing or baking or painting, whatever it is. It shouldn't feel like a chore. When I post a video just to post a video because I haven't posted in a couple days or I feel like I have to because I haven't posted enough products, whatever it is, I rarely feel good about it. I almost immediately feel guilty and I don't feel proud of it and I don't want anyone to see it because I know that it's not an act of honesty. I know that I wasn't intentional. I know that it wasn't meaningful. I know that I wasn't creating just to create and I was doing it for another intention. That kind of creating almost feels worse than not creating at all because you know that it's not you. You know that it's not something that you want to be doing. Instead of forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do just because you feel like you have to do it. You feel like this thing gives you meaning and that if you're not doing it, then, you know, you've lost your purpose. Give yourself the opportunity to slow down and think about, like, what's going on? Like, why am I feeling the way that I am? What can I do right now that's going to make me feel better and reignite my interest in what I normally love to do? I know how uncomfortable it is to take time off or to give yourself a break, especially if you're someone who kind of defines yourself through being productive. But taking time off and giving yourself time to rest is productive. I get my best ideas when I'm resting, when I'm recharging. Taking time off may give you anxiety, but long term, it's going to help you. It's going to help you be more creative, and it's also going to help you next time you fall into one of these creative ruts so you can work through it rather than feeling like you're doomed and that you're never going to be able to create something good again. It's important to acknowledge that you're not feeling the way you are just because. It's not because you suck at what you do. It's not because you have no good ideas. It's not because other people are just so much luckier than you. There is a reason that you feel the way that you do, and a lot of it can be found through your behavior and through your thinking. This episode is sponsored by Headspace. Whenever someone asks me how I am, unless I'm like really close to them, I always say I'm fine, I'm great, I'm good, even if I'm having the worst day of my life. And you know what? I want to actually mean it when I say I feel good. I want to actually feel good. I don't want to be in a funk. I don't want to be in a creative rut, which is why lately I've been using Headspace. Headspace is the app that helps me and 100 million people with their mental health and well-being with guided meditations, mindful practices, breathing and calming exercises, and so much more. Headspace combines scientifically proven benefits of meditation and mindfulness with modern practices, and you learn from experienced meditation teachers. The app has customized, personalized approaches to help you navigate through all of life's moments, big and small. When I'm in a funk, drunk, I struggle with anxiety and I get so stressed out about falling behind or what I need to do next. But with Headspace, it calms me down so much and I can think clearly, relax, and take care of myself. Feel good and mean it when you say it. For a limited time, get Headspace free for 60 days. Go to headspace.com/trying not to care. That's HEADSPACE.com/trying not to care to unlock all of the Headspace free for 60 days. Headspace.com/trying not to care. I'm going to give you some reasons why a lot of people all of a sudden fall into these creative ruts and why they lack inspiration. And I'm speaking from my experience and from what I've witnessed. Obviously, you watching this or you listening to this may have a different experience or you may have different struggles. Regardless if you resonate with this or not, I think it would be good for you to sit down and think about, like, what am I going through right now? Like, what am I struggling with? What can I improve on? What's going to move me through this funk right now? The first reason why you're lacking creativity and inspiration is because you're too focused on other people. You're comparing yourself to other people and you're comparing their success to your success. Just to keep things simple, I'm going to be talking about this in terms of creating content online. I feel like that's really relatable right now. A lot of people are jumping on posting online, whether it's to become an influencer or to promote their small business or to promote their artwork. When I first started posting on TikTok, my heart was so in it and I didn't care about anything other than posting. I wasn't thinking about anyone else but myself. I wasn't hitting these creative ruts of like, what should I post today? I don't know if what I'm gonna post is gonna be good enough. All I cared about was creating content. I would post multiple times a day. I didn't care what I was posting. I wasn't second guessing what I was posting. I was posting, you know, dancing videos, makeup videos, coffee videos, cleaning videos, literally any kind of video I wanted to create, I was creating it. And I wasn't thinking, is this going to be good enough? Are people going to like this? I just wanted to create. And so I did. But eventually, things took a turn where I started to get so in my head. And I frequently was hitting these slumps of like, okay, well, I don't know what to post. And I don't know if what I'm about to post is good enough or people are going to like it. And then I would post and then I would delete. And the reason this was happening was because I was so worried about what others were doing and how others were perceiving me. It went from creating content just because I wanted to create content and this being a hobby of mine to something so much larger. And I wanted recognition for my work because I saw other people being recognized for their work. I started to look at other people creating content and I would get upset because I would see them doing well and people liking their videos and commenting on their videos, but I wasn't getting the same recognition. And I'd be like, why are things working out for them but not for me? Like, I'm making the same type of video, but I'm not being praised the way that they are. We made the same exact kind of video, and if I'm being honest, my video was kind of better than theirs, and mine still flopped, and theirs is going viral. Or, you know, this person just made this video that's going super viral, but I did the exact same thing months ago, and I never got my flowers for that. Like, I don't understand why it's working for them, and it's not working for me. Or this thing would happen where I would realize that the kind of content that I was creating and what I was doing was so wildly different than what was trending at the time. And I'd be like, okay, well, people clearly like this kind of video or this kind of editing or this kind of creator, and I'm not doing that. So that must be why my videos aren't doing well. This is why things aren't working out for me. So like, maybe I should switch up what I'm doing. And that takes all of your creativity away when you're so focused on making content and making things for other people and not for yourself. It takes the whole point away. It takes the fun away of creating and why you're doing it in the first place. It went from I'm doing this because I'm enjoying it to now I'm doing it because I want people to like it. Of course, you're gonna run out of ideas if all the ideas that you had, you're pushing aside being like, well, that's not what's trending. People aren't gonna like this. So let me think of something else. And you can't think of anything because you're not excited by the things that you're seeing online. You're also waiting for other people to give you an idea. A lot of the time, people don't post their content because they think that it's not gonna do well, or people are gonna make fun of it, or it's gonna be dumb because no one else is doing it. And they're thinking, well, this isn't trendy yet. No one's gonna get this yet. So maybe I shouldn't post it. But the thing is, the people who are setting trends are doing things that no one's doing. You're sitting on this really great idea that you came up with, but you don't want to do anything with it because you're like, well, no one else is doing this. So people might think it's stupid or embarrassing and cringy. But it's like, okay, well, what if someone else did post that? Would you then feel comfortable posting it. It's like so many people are just so much more comfortable with being a follower than a leader. And that's what's taking away their creativity. It's uncomfortable to do new things and to bring fresh new ideas to the table that no one's talking about. It's uncomfortable for people to question you and be like, are you mentally okay? Like, you thought that was a good idea? There's gonna be ideas that are terrible ideas and they're gonna flop and people aren't gonna like them. But there's also gonna be ideas that are incredible and people are gonna recognize your work. But you're throwing away that opportunity because you're afraid of what might come from it. Being too focused on other people's perception of this thing that you want to bring to light, or being too focused on the outcome of it, is going to ruin it. It ruins the creativity of it. Going off of that, the second reason why you're lacking creativity and inspiration is you're too focused on perfection. Let's say you do create something. You create a video. Great. Except you don't do anything with it. You don't post it because now you're like, well, it's not good enough to put out there. I don't want anyone to see it. You start overanalyzing it and overcomplicating this thing that you were so excited about, and you get to editing it and you're like, well, I don't like how I said this, and this has to be edited more, and I don't like the vibe of this. And then you're too focused on the length of the video, or if there was a hook for the video, and then you're like, I don't like how I look, and maybe I should reshoot it, or I feel like I could have done this better. There's been so many times where I'm like so excited to film a video, I'm so excited to get my message out there, and I film the video, and I go to edit it, and then I'm like, oh, I don't really like how I look, I don't really know... if I want to post this video. Like, let me reshoot it. But when I go to reshoot it, I'm so hyper aware on what I'm saying and what I'm doing because I want it to be perfect. And when I'm trying to make it perfect, it makes the energy come off like weird and just like robotic, if that makes sense. You could tell that I'm trying too hard. And it's just different than the first take, because the first take is organic. It's what I was originally trying to create. And the second one is just that, but like polished. And no one really wants to see polished. And that's not the point of creating your art, to be perfect and polished. So I have this amazing idea that I want out into the world, but I'm not going to do anything with it because I'm so focused on it being perfect and it being perceived the way that I want it to. Second guessing yourself, your idea, how people are going to perceive you, if people are going to care, is going to ruin your creativity. This episode is sponsored by Ollie. If you don't know, I have two dogs, Izzy and Sebi, and they are not picky eaters whatsoever. They will quite literally eat anything I give them. With that being said, they really don't care what I give them for meals, but I want to make sure that what I'm giving them is healthy and they're getting everything they need. If you're looking to try new dog food, I highly recommend Ollie. Ollie delivers clean, fresh nutrition with 5 protein-packed recipes, like fresh beef with sweet potatoes or fresh turkey with blueberries. Made in U.S. kitchens with highest quality human grade ingredients, Ollie's food contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. Some perks of healthier food for your dog is more energy, shinier fur, and even better poops, which Izzy definitely needs. To get started with Ollie, you're going to first fill out Ollie's 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and other health info. For any first-time listeners, Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, a free storage container for mess-free serving, and a guide on how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. Depending on your dog's needs, there's 3 different meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between a full fresh plan, fresh topper plan, or a mixed meal plan with freshly baked recipes. Dogs deserve the best, and that means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/TNTC, tell them all about your dog, and use code TNTC to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box, so if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's OLLIE.com/TNTC and enter code TNTC to get 60% off your first box. The point of creating isn't to make everyone happy, and it's not for everyone to get it. Sometimes I'll have like a random idea pop up in my head or like a thought, and I want to vocalize it. I want to put it out there. So I'll quickly record a video like in my car, just like doing my makeup. And when I post it, there's times where I second guess myself and I'm like, should I be posting this? Should I delete this? Like, I get in my head thinking that everything that I post, everything that I create has to be groundbreaking. It has to be this big production, and no one's gonna care about my random thought about my sandwich I ate earlier or the music I'm listening to. Like, everything that I post has to be this big thing, this like, oh my God moment. And it doesn't have to be. Not everything that you create has to be groundbreaking. I constantly have to remind myself that not everything has to be perfect and polished. Not everything has to be this huge production. Like the videos that take me 15 seconds to make that are very low production of me just like sitting in my car and I'm just like talking still are valuable. It's still going to matter to someone. Someone's going to watch that video and it's going to impact them. It might not be the same impact as a video that took me 4 hours to edit, but it's still valuable. It still deserves a place to live on my feed and on someone else's For You page. And just because something flops, just because something doesn't perform the way that you envisioned it to, doesn't mean that it's any less valuable. That's another thing that blocks people from being creative and being inspired. They're so scared of failure. They're like, I made this video last week and I worked so hard on it and it flopped so badly and I don't want to take the time to create another one just for that to happen again. But the point of creating isn't the validation. The point of creating isn't for everyone to like it or to get it. I can't even imagine the amount of creatives who failed before they succeeded. Like, not to make this about me, but when I first started this podcast, for the first 7 months, no one listened. Well, like some people listen, like my friends and my family and my ops, but like no one listened to my podcast. And I almost gave up because I was like, well, no one's listening. And I'm just like exposing my life for free and no one gives a damn. And then I posted a video promoting my podcast and people started to give a damn. It took me 7 months of failing for me to succeed. Don't let the fear of failure stop you from doing what you want to do and creating what you want to create. The only reason I continued filming podcasts with no one listening was because I loved what I was doing. I loved creating episodes every single week. Don't ever let yourself believe that other people give you your value. Don't let other people's validation dictate what you do and what you create, because you will never be happy. You will never be satisfied, and it will quite literally destroy your creativity and your drive to do things that bring you so much joy. The third reason that you're lacking creativity and inspiration is you're too focused on the logistics. You're too grounded in reality. There's this idea that if you want to be successful, you have to niche down, especially when it comes to like creating content. When you become a content creator, you're told that you have to pick a specific niche and stick to that. If you want to be a beauty creator, only post beauty. If you want to be a fashion creator, you only post fashion. Although I agree that being intentional and branding yourself can lead to success, I think what happens is people put themselves in a very small box and they're so afraid of stepping out of that and doing something a little different because they think if they do something different, it's not going to work for them. Personally, I don't really have a niche on social media. I don't post one specific thing on TikTok or YouTube or Instagram. I just post whatever I want to post. And maybe that's kind of backfired on me sometimes. But like last year when I was trying to be more brand friendly with my management, I was really trying to focus on beauty and fashion. And I was so afraid of posting what I normally would post, like dancing videos or swearing in my videos. I was so afraid of just being myself because I was trying to put myself in this box and it just didn't work for me. I was so focused on being cohesive and being this one thing, and it's just not realistic. Yes, it works for some people and it does lead to success. Like if you want to be a beauty influencer, obviously it's going to help if you're posting more beauty than like anything else. But if you're so focused on being so cohesive and only posting one specific thing, you're going to hold yourself back from all of the other creative thoughts that you have. Let's say that you're a beauty influencer. You only post makeup videos, fashion videos, but you want to start posting mukbangs because you love watching those and you're super inspired and you're excited to do that. But you don't do it because you're like, well, it wouldn't go with my feed or my like niche. Like, it's just not my thing, so I can't do it. So you hold yourself back from doing something that could potentially be really good for you and that you would enjoy just because of this made up rule that you can't do it. Like, literally, the only thing that's in your way is you. You telling yourself that that's not my thing. I don't normally do that, so I can't do that. Like I said before, I'm using content creation as an example because it's easy and relatable, but this applies to everything. For example, you might only ever wear blue jeans and a basic white tee, which is fine. That's great. Very cute outfit. But that's all you wear because you feel like that's your style. But recently, You've been watching videos of people styling different outfits. You're on Pinterest. You're super inspired by other kinds of colors and patterns and styles of clothes. And you want to try that out. But what's holding you back from doing that is this idea that you can only wear what you normally wear because that's your thing. But literally no one is telling you that you can't wear that and you can't experiment. You are the only one that's telling you that's not allowed. Yes, living like this, wearing your typical clothes, posting your typical videos is predictable. It's easy. It's your thing. But if you want to actually experience life, if you want to be inspired, if you want to have fun, you need to step out of your comfort zone and try new things that aren't your thing because you're allowed to. You don't need to be one specific thing all of the time. Another thing that keeps people stuck is being so focused on how am I going to make this work? Obviously, having a plan is important, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the action. People get so stuck on the details, the specifics of like, how am I going to get people's attention? How am I going to build a platform? So many people think like, I don't have the right equipment. I don't have the right background. And that holds them back from creating. Like I at one point wouldn't film videos because my apartment didn't have good lighting. My friend and I would literally text and be like, wow, our videos would pop off if we had rich people lighting. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but people actually think that way. I thought that way. I used to love watching like Sunday resets with me, clean my house with me, morning routine, night routines. And I would feel so inspired to make those videos myself. And I would film them, but then I wouldn't post them because the house I was living at before this and the apartment I was living at before this, they didn't have good lighting. They weren't modern. And I was like, well, no one's gonna want to watch these videos because they're not aesthetic and they're not inspirational. And it doesn't look like the popular rich influencers that everyone loves. And that's what held me back from filming those or posting those because I was so fixated on like my background and my lighting and all of these things. And it's like, that's not the point of creating. It's to create, to make the video. People get so fixated on the reality of it all. Realistically, no one's gonna care about me. No one's gonna give a damn about my video. Realistically, my video isn't gonna blow up and go viral overnight. And it's like, well, why? Why does that have to be the outcome? Why do you have to believe that's what's going to happen? Sometimes things just happen. Things that you can't describe. Miracles happen. Beautiful things happen. When I quit my job to pursue my podcast, it probably would have sounded insane if I went to my coworker and was like, you know, I'm quitting my job and I'm going to have a podcast that charts number one on Spotify and Apple. They would have been like, okay, well, good luck with that. Imagine if I didn't start because in my head I was like, you know what? They're right. Like, that's never going to happen. Like, there's no way in hell, there's no reality where someone would give a damn about a random girl from Connecticut and listen to their podcast. Of course, it's not going to chart number one. Of course, it's not going to be popular. So why should I even try? But that did happen. Not everything needs to make sense. You don't need to know the outcome from the get-go. You don't need to know everything right away. Or another thing that might have held me back and holds a lot of people back is this idea of oversaturation. When I first started thinking about my podcast, I could have easily been like, you know, there's too many podcasts out there. There's too many bigger podcasts for other people to listen to. Why would someone choose to listen to my podcast over theirs? There's no reason for me to start a podcast. There's already so many good ones, and just gave up on that thought and never started one. People get in their head and they think, well, there's already so many people doing what I'm doing, so there's no reason for me to continue doing this thing or starting this thing because there's so many other better people doing it. I want to start posting on TikTok, but there's so many people on TikTok and so many people creating content that there's no room for me. Like, no one's going to care about my videos when there's so many other people making videos. And it's like, well, why? Why is there no room for you? Just because there's other people doing what you're doing doesn't make what you're doing any less valuable. People like to say that the podcast industry is oversaturated and everyone and their mother has a podcast and to make podcast equipment more expensive. But it's like, just because everyone has a podcast doesn't mean that you can't have one too. Just because there's other people having success doesn't mean that you can't have success too. You and another person or 100 people can talk about the same exact thing, but there's still going to be people that are coming to you because it's you and not them. You just being you is valuable. It doesn't matter if what you're doing is exactly the same as what someone else is doing. The difference is it's you doing it. So don't let this idea that the thing that you want to do, you can't do because thousands of other people are doing it. Who cares if they're doing it? So can you. They can be successful and so can you. Now, I quickly want to talk about the steps that I've taken to help me get out of a creative funk and keep me away from these thoughts and feelings of like, I'm not good enough, or there's too many people doing this thing, or no one's gonna like this, and keeps my focus and attention on what's actually important, which is creating, because creating brings me so much joy. So the first thing that you're gonna do is think about what excites you, what makes you feel so connected to you, what makes you feel so authentically you, what is something that makes you so happy that you could spend hours doing and not even notice that any time has passed. For me, this has always been content creation, filming videos, editing videos. Ever since early middle school, I have loved doing that. Whenever I have decided to film something and sit down and edit it, I could spend 10 plus hours doing it, and it doesn't even for a second feel like work. I was the absolute worst in school and in college. I hated studying. I hated doing homework. And it's not because I was a bad kid. It wasn't because I have bad work ethic. It's because I didn't care. I didn't want to do it. But when it comes to creating a video, editing a video, I can sit down so focused on only that for hours, for days, and enjoy the entire process of doing it. That's my thing. That's something that I could never get tired of. Of course, I still get burnt out, like I was saying at the beginning of this video, but I still enjoy the work that I'm doing. Sometimes I just overload myself with what I'm doing. You're going to feel your most creative when you're working on something that actually lights you up and that you're actually passionate about. The second thing is create things that you wish existed. Like I was saying before, instead of waiting for someone else to come up with an idea that you've been sitting on, instead of waiting for something that you actually want to do to be trendy, just do it. If you have an idea, who cares if it's trendy? Who cares if someone's done it or hasn't done it? You do it. You don't need the validation from other people to have a good idea. You don't need other people telling you, oh, that's a good idea. If you think it's a good idea, do the damn thing. Think about, what do you need currently? What are you seeking? What kind of videos do you wish were being pushed to you on social media right now? What would you like to be hearing? If you're seeking that, there's someone out there that's seeking that too. Be that voice for them. That's one of the main reasons I started my podcast and why I continue to do it, because I wish I had someone in my adolescence and in my early 20s giving me advice and being there for me when I felt so lost and I felt so alone. I wasn't always consuming the best media when I was younger, and I wish I had something like what I'm doing now to help me through those times and actually give me a better direction, because I didn't have a sister or someone pointing me in the right direction. I was just going off what I thought was right, and a lot of the time I wasn't right, and I put myself in a lot of unnecessarily harmful situations that I could have avoided if I had someone like me now saying like, hey girlfriend, maybe don't go see your cheating ex-boyfriend. Hey girlfriend, maybe don't beg those bitches to be your friend, because they're not your friend. Create things that you wish you had 10 years ago, last year, right now. If you're not seeing what you want right now, make it, because someone else needs that too. Third thing, lean into that obsession and do something with it. Don't just sit on it. The more time that you spend sitting on this thing thinking like, should I do it? Will people care? Is it important? The less likely that you're actually gonna do something with it. There's a reason why you feel so called to this thing. There's a reason why you can't stop thinking about it. There's a reason why you get so excited when you think about it. Drown out all of the voices telling you that there's too many people doing it, that it's not gonna work out. It doesn't make sense for people to care about this thing because, you know, you're some random person. No one's gonna care. Drown out all the logistics of the reasons why it's not gonna work out or why you shouldn't be doing it, and focus on bringing that vision to reality. The perfection of it doesn't matter. The possible failure of it doesn't matter. What matters is you trying and you taking action. It is so much more productive to get up and try than sit around and think about, I want to do this thing, but I don't know if I should do this thing. Huh, I have a really good idea. Okay, do something with it. And then the fourth thing is just to trust the process. Just because it doesn't work out perfectly the first time doesn't mean that it's not going to work out. Remind yourself to stay focused on why you're doing what you're doing rather than the outcome of it. For example, again, my podcast, the reason I started it was for me, for other girls. I wanted to create an outlet for people who felt like me, who felt misunderstood, who felt alone. I wanted to help other people. The purpose wasn't to get clout or to blow up overnight. Of course, it feels good when you get validation, but that's not the purpose. If my only goal with the podcast was to have a lot of listeners, to go super viral, I would have quit 2 months into it when I realized no one's listening and no one gives a damn. Being too focused on a specific outcome is what's going to lead you to be unsatisfied and second guessing yourself if you should be doing what you're doing. Don't turn something that you love into a performance for other people or a chore, because it's going to lose its meaning. Let it be easy, let it be fun, and don't give up on it if it matters to you. Not everyone's gonna get it, not everyone's gonna like it. What matters is that you're having fun, you're enjoying it, and that you like it. You love it. It is meaningful to you. I want to end today's episode with giving you some journal prompts. I used to give you guys homework at the end of every episode. If you're an OG, you remember I used to do this like the first year or two of this podcast. And I just thought that today would be a good one to give you a little homework, give you a little assignment. So if you've been struggling with being creative, if you've been lacking inspiration, I want you to write these down and I want you to reflect on it when you get a chance. What excites you? When do you feel most connected to you? When do you feel successful? What are you seeking? And what's holding you back from creating? What are you scared of? These are just going to help you kind of deconstruct how you're feeling, why you're feeling the way you are, what's holding you back, and help you recenter on what's actually important, what actually matters to you, and kind of fizzle out all of the other noise that doesn't matter. It's just so easy to get in your head when there's so much going on all the time. We're always consuming, and creatives just need a time to take a step back and stop consuming and think like, okay, I don't need to be so focused on what everyone else is doing. I can just sit back, do what I want, and create what I want. With that being said, I hope today's episode helped you. I hope that if you're in a creative slump, it pulled you out of it a little and helps you get back on your feet. If you end up doing the journal prompts, I would love to hear your responses if you feel comfortable sharing it publicly, or if you just want to share with me on Instagram. My Instagram, my TikTok, and my YouTube are linked in the show notes. Also, if you don't know, you can now watch on YouTube if you're a visual girl, if you want to see who's chatting you up and you have no idea what I look like, you can watch on YouTube now, or you can just go to my Instagram and TikTok and be like, wow, the girl that I listen to every Monday is kind of hot and sexy. How did I not know that? Those are linked. But that's everything for today. Thanks for sitting down, or I'm sitting. You could be walking, you could be running, you could be at work right now. I don't know what you're doing. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am just so happy to be back, and I'm happy to not have 15 canker sores in my mouth. That was brutal. I literally could not open my mouth, but we're up. We're up for now. Okay, I'm gonna go. I love you. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you next Monday. Love you.